Hello. So sorry about the wait. We have been incredibly busy around here as of late. Lots of sick people out there needing help. Anyway, my name is Dr. Athalia, and I see in your file here that you have come today to discuss a crush. I see. You say here that you've been experiencing obsessive thoughts about her. And that you've come in today to get some hypnotherapy to help you find relief from these obsessive thoughts and get over your crush on her. Well, that should be no problem at all. I'll get you all sorted out. But first, I'd like to congratulate you on even coming here today. As they say, admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery. Now, just take a moment to get comfortable in your chair. Any adjustments that you need to make are absolutely fine. I notice with many of my clients, this initial phase of getting into the right position, situating their bodies just right, is a critical part of their hypnosis ritual. You may find, too, that this process is a very important step for you to become more comfortable. And your comfort here is absolutely paramount. Believe me when I say, my clients are my top priority. And I want them to be as comfortable as possible. That's why I'll never overstep your boundaries or submit you to any unethical or experimental treatments. That just isn't my style. I much prefer to work with the client rather than inflicting my will upon them, like some hypnotherapists do. So unprofessional. As you find your eyelids closing, you may find it's become easier for you to become aware of your body. Bodies are very important. They are the skin that we are in. And during our session today, the importance of the body will become very clear to you. So let's start by taking note of yours from head to toe. Your head is dark and empty, like an abandoned space. Can you abandon that space for me? You can open the door and walk right out. You don't have to be an occupant for this exercise. Whether you are fully present or not, the body remains. The throat remains open and relaxed. The shoulders heavy and drooping. The chest hollow inside. Muscles relaxed and slack. gently rising, subtly, as air moves in and out of your belly. Relaxed belly, comfy belly, moving downward into loose hips and back. The pelvis is our focus now. Some may consider it the nucleus of the body. So much gets taken care of there. Movement, elimination, pleasure. This is a very important part of the body. So don't be surprised if we give it a little more attention later on. The large muscles of the thighs and buttocks are heavy, loose, and calm. No need to use those muscles now. They are as dormant as your mind, keeping you heavily pinned down to the chair, down your calves, and your feet aren't going anywhere. It's almost as if you were a statue, and your feet have you frozen in place, stuck for all time, can't move, don't want to move. Your hands, like dumbbells, weighing down your arms, won't lift, can't lift, just letting the weight carry you down. The body is opening up. The space between your skin and the air is non-existent, seamless. You are one with your environment, and your environment is one with you. That is how my voice gets inside of you. It's in the air, and the air is in you. There's no separation between us, which is how we can be so very, very close. Feeling close to your therapist is perfectly natural. In fact, it's necessary. Good rapport between you and I is critical to your success. And I do very much want you to experience success. That's why you're here today, isn't it? To resolve your crush, to experience relief from the tension that is aroused inside of you when you think of her. She's captivated you, drawn your mind and body to peak arousal. Did you know that arousal is just another form of tension? Now, as much as we would like it to, tension doesn't just disappear. It has to be met where it is. Unless there's some sort of follow-through, then tension will persist. It will remain. We can't will it or wish it away. And we cannot go around it. We must simply go through it. The unresolved tension of a crush is its own sweet, sweet ache. And there are a number of ways that we can relieve that ache. We could confess our love to the object of our affection. But that brings with it the possibility of rejection, a profound pain for which we can never, ever truly prepare, even when we know to anticipate it. We don't want that, now do we? There's another option that spares us the pain of rejection. But the price? Our silence. Never telling that special person how we truly feel. Much less acting upon our impulses towards them. But the result? The uncertainty and the pain of unrequited love. Love that is stuck inside of us and has nowhere to go. It boils up, heats up, throbs, and swells because it has no place to go. It just stays inside of us until we explode. And the result is usually not pretty. It only leads to more self-loathing and self-destruction. But what if there were another way? A unique way to handle your crush? What if I told you that I could take what's already inside of you? Tension, lust, uncertainty, love, and channel them into something brand new. A brand new experience that will give you a productive outlet for all that you feel for this woman. If you feel excited and glad about that prospect, then you should be. Because I can assure you, while it might not be entirely above board, It will be a hell of a lot of fun. It's a little workaround I've devised. For people like you, men with your predicament come to see me all the time. Because they don't know what to do with their intense romantic feelings for a girl who barely knows their life. I tried it by the book for a while, giving them all the suggestions that I was supposed to, about starting a diary and journaling their feelings before they became a problem. I suggested everything from social groups to new hobbies, to setting their sights on a girl who was actually attainable. But none of it worked. And do you know why? Because I forgot rule number one of dealing with men. So that when it comes to your dealings with the opposite sex, you're not interested in anything but your dicks. And that if I was to come up with a program that actually worked, I would have to make your little Peters the central focus. And as soon as I did that, a whole new world opened up for my clients with their unrequited crushes. Did any of them end up getting the girl? No. Did they get something much better? Absolutely. That is the magic of Dr. Athalia. You see, the girl is just a means to an end. You like her because she's sexy, right? And that whether she knows it or not, she helps you come. You cannot consider her independently of your desire for her involvement in your orgasm. You'll either get there by fantasizing about her while you jerk it, or, in your absolute wildest dreams, she actually helps you, physically, by inviting you into her mouth, hand, or pussy. So let's just cut out the middleman and go straight for the little man. The only thing that matters in your weak, addicted mind. Your cock. Your cock is long and narrow when you're hard. Because it's a channel. A channel through which you can literally force your feelings of lust, love, even your shame and inadequacy, all in one fell swoop. I'm talking about an orgasm, specifically a premature one. One that you can't outthink, outreason, or control. You can't tame the way you feel about your crush. So it makes sense that you also couldn't control any orgasm that's related to her. The whole point is for the feelings and the tension of your unrequited love to overflow strongly, powerfully, and uncontrollably, again and again and again, however many times it takes for you to find relief. No stoppage, no warning, and no holding back. just a powerful, jet-like ejaculation of pleasure and semen. When you hear your crush's name, hearing her name in the air, seeing her name in print, or even thinking her name in your mind, serves as a trigger for the kind of release I'm talking about. She's not going to love you, and lonely masturbation sessions can't tide you over forever. So your body does this instead. Violent, hot, creamy, premature ejaculations in response to the name of the woman you adore. So many of your problems get solved the second you shoot off. No more tension. No more fear of rejection. No more unrequited love. Just an eruption of pleasure. Shocking your cock. Dazing your mind. And making you feel euphoric. Whether she gives you the time of day or not. Your premature ejaculations don't have time to wait for her. The pleasure you get from them is more than what you get from thinking of her. It's just that name, that Carolina, does something to you. Something so good. So sudden and so involuntary that you have no choice but to give yourself over to it completely. This is your body's provision for the mental drama that is your crush. As my words begin to take hold, as each and every one sinks in, I want you to stay down. Breathe deep and open your mind up to me even more completely, because I am not finished with you yet.